When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Welcome back for another video. Blank Game Week 29 ahead of us. A possible Watkins injury, so there's a lot to unpack this week as we dig into the experts' data. With just 8 teams playing this weekend, 4 fixtures on. Let's get into it. Starting off with the manager highlight, and it's tight at the top, but Fantasy Football Vamps leads the experts' league after a score of 69 points with -4 last game week, taking it up to 131st in the world. Well done if you managed to beat the experts' average score of 61 points. We've got exactly 20 experts in the top 10k at this stage, and a lot just a couple of points outside. Vamps has got his free hit active as well, and he's looking to break into the top 100, and we've got his free hit team to run through later in this video. So let's break down their transfer activity this week. Only 5% are rolling the transfer, 10% are spending one transfer, 25% spending two. 10% are spending three transfers, and exactly 50% have got their free hit active this week. Lots of hits taken by those not using a chip. There's 14 managers taking a -4, 7 are taking a -8, and 1's taking a -12 hit. It is easy to justify hits in a blank game week when the alternative option is scoring 0 points from players that blank, but just be careful not to go hit crazy on low ceiling players. The likes of Sun, Tony and Bowen, easy players to take hits for. So let's have a look at their top transfers in and out by player. Given that 50% are on a free hit, there's a huge amount of transfers at play here. Tony's been picked up by 79% and he is the most transferred in player this week. In comparison, he's just owned by 14.5% by the overall player base. Brentford are away to Burnley in a must-win game, and there's every chance Tony gets something in this one against the second leakiest defence in the league. Tony is in fact top of the Game Week 29 goal scorer odds. He's been given a 41.5% chance of scoring any time. Son on 38%, Watkins 37%. So just on Watkins then, in their game against Ajax Thursday night, Watkins collided with their keeper. He was able to play on for a bit and even scored before coming off in the 33rd minute. Emery said post-match, quote, "We don't know exactly what the issue is, maybe for Sunday he could be available." There is a photo of the injury showing it looks like an impact wound more than anything, so he stands a good chance of being fit for the weekend. Madison's the second most transferred in player, picked up by 76% this week. Starting to find some form now with a goal last match and assist the week before. With Spurs away to Fulham this game week. Porro's joined 52% of teams, and Son's been picked up by 28% as well. Naturally, with 50% on a free hit, then 50% of these transferred players are going to be for 1 week only. Solanke is the most sold, 28% have sold him. He comes out of the blank with some solid fixtures, so it is one to really weigh up if you're not free hitting. Unless, of course, you plan to wildcard straight after the blank, then you're free to do whatever you please this week with your transfers. So Flecken is their blank game week goalkeeper of choice, 36% have picked him up. Brentford are top of the game week 29 clean sheet odds, albeit just a 29% chance given, followed by Spurs and Forest at 25%. Reguilon is back in training this week after missing game week 28, he's joined 31% of experts teams. He looks the best of the Brentford defenders, and a double up with Flecken makes a lot of sense on a free hit, given they do edge the clean sheet probabilities, plus Reguilon's attacking threat. 13% have opted for Roeselev instead, who plays down the opposite flank. 52% have picked up Bowen, who's just had a great game in the Europa League as West Ham defeated Freiburg 5-0. Bowen got 1 goal, 1 assist, and Kudus got a brace. 13% have picked up Kudus. So onto the experts' chip overview, and about 3 quarters still have their second wildcard remaining. We'll probably see lots activated straight after the blank, so make sure you subscribe to see the experts' wildcard teams. However, this week it's all about the free hit for half of the experts. As I said at the start of the video, Fantasy Football Vamps has his free hit active, 131st in the world currently. He came 7k last season, 377th the season before. He hasn't finished outside the top 100k since his first ever season, so absolute top manager. His free hit team is as follows. He's got Flecken in goal, it's a 3-4-3 with Doughty, Pedro Porro and Roeselev in defence, Madison, Gibbs White, Son and Bowen in midfield, Tony Watkins and Morris up top. On the bench he's got Sales, Paqueta, Williams and Konsa. Here's what you had to say. My original plans up to game week 28 was to try and play through game week 29 with a couple of hits and have around 8 or 9 players. However, when I looked at the players I wanted on the other side of the blank, I realised that I've got a lot of players of high value tied up in them that would hamper the wildcard choices, and prevent me maximising the bench boost plan in Game Week 37. In short, I was forcing myself to free hit without the points game. I'm not going to lie, selling Flecken and Taylor in Game Week 28 for my first hit of the season, which included bringing in Zabanye, was just as enjoyable. The final free hit team is probably going to look very similar to this, and also similar to a lot of other free hits this week. In defence, clean sheets look pretty grim this week, so go for players that have attacking potential. Brentford have the easiest fixture, so I'm tempted by the double up there. Rose Lev is in currently, but Reguilon will come in if we get news that he's fit and available. In midfield, Madison, Son and Bowen pick themselves. Gibbs White has the Luton fixture, who look very shaky at the back. Up top, Watkins and Tony are locked, as long as Watkins is fit after being taken off in Europe on Thursday night. Morris is the third. After Rose Lev and Gibbs White, who's the most likely to change. Players I'm also looking at are Kudus, Bailey and Paqueta. The temptation to take risks on a free hit come with seeing the community going down the same route as you. Remember that the free hit itself is the differential, and the combination of players that you will have very little crossover with the number of teams around you. Good luck everyone. Thanks for sharing, Vamps, and best of luck on the free hit. That brings us to Game Week 29 captaincy. Here's how the experts are faring this week. It's Sun top, captained by 90%, followed by Tony by 9%, and one rogue expert, Morten Gamst Ederson, is going for Fofana captain. FPL Review Projections has Sun top, followed by Tony, not much between them, and then Madison, Bowen, Gibbs White and Morris. These are the main players to try and cover if you're not free hitting, especially the top four. Even if you can't get 11 players out this week, but you can cover as many of the main assets the free hitters have, then you're massively reducing your downside, and a green arrow is still entirely possible. Let us know in the comments who your captain will be. Moving on to the experts team for Game Week 29, which is built from their highest owned players across all their teams for a consensus team essentially. It's Areola in goal, in defence Reguilon, Doughty and Pedro Porro, in midfield Bailey, Madison, Son and Bowen, and up front Morris, Watkins and Tony, Son captain, Tony vice-captain. A full 11 playing this week with a bench of players blanking. If you're not free hitting and you can cover 8 of this 11, then you're in a good position to be honest. Those holding on to their free hit are largely looking to use it in Game Week 34. We should know by the Game Week 30 deadline how the doubles are going to look in 34. The likes of Bournemouth, Palace, Everton, Man United and Newcastle have a reasonable chance to double him. Arsenal, Chelsea, Liverpool and City a low chance to double him. Credit to Ben Crellin for the graphic predicting the doubles here. Moving on to the experts' tips and final thoughts for Game Week 29, here's what they had to say. Benjamin Age says, I've more often used my free hit chip in blank game weeks rather than big double game weeks with good success in my opinion. However, I've never free hit with so few options of players and with so many bad teams. In itself, it makes the decisions easy but still very difficult as the good options are very few. The bright side being that I'll have very few of these picked players still in my team after blank game week 29. Dave says, I'm only going in with 9 players for a minus 4 this week, but there's very few assets who can hurt me. I really think it's more about quality than quantity. As long as you have Son, Watkins, Tony, Madison and Bowen, I really do think that you can afford to save the free hit for 34. FPL Tony says, hits will be flying, so I'll sit and relax with my free hit and enjoy a green arrow. Andrew Debenham says, although some players may not wish to use the free hit in a quiet blank game week, using the free hit now means potentially saving the wildcard to game week 35 or 36. Non-free hitters will mostly use their wildcard in game week 30 or 31. If you manage to avoid using either in the next few weeks, then you're a genius. Flair Player says, there's no right or wrong chip strategy. As long as you have a plan, you'll benefit from it. Thanks very much for watching, and don't forget to hit subscribe to follow this series every week. We'll be live for the deadline on Saturday as well. See you then. Sports Social Podcast Network.